This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. We begin with breaking news. The Israeli Defense Force just tweeted in Hebrew that in light of the mediator's efforts to continue the process of releasing the abductees and subject to the terms of the agreement, the ceasefire will continue. The truce had been due to expire just a moment ago. Over the past 6 days, Hamas released several people in exchange for Israel releasing several prisoners. U.S. Secretary Antony Blinken was already in Israel, where he says he's working to help extend that ceasefire so more hostages can be released and humanitarian aid can be delivered. We're on top of the story. We'll bring you the very latest as we get the information. Speaking of Blinken, he arrived in Israel from the NATO foreign ministers meeting in Brussels, where he tried to reassure allies of continued support for Ukraine as Kyiv prepares for another winter of fighting. We get more from VOA senior diplomatic correspondent Cindy Sain.
U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken acknowledged that some have questioned whether the U.S. and other NATO allies should continue to stand with Ukraine almost 2 years after Russia's full-scale invasion.
But the answer here today at NATO is clear and it's unwavering. We must and we will continue to support Ukraine.
Blinken sought to reassure allies concerned that some Republican lawmakers in the U.S. Congress are reluctant to keep funding robust military aid for Ukraine. Cindy Sain, VOA News.
Henry Kissinger, a Nobel Peace Prize winner and diplomatic powerhouse whose service under two U.S. presidents left an indelible mark on American foreign policy, died Wednesday at his home in the state of Connecticut at age 100, according to his consulting firm. For details on more news, please join us at our website.